We begin the current daf in Sefetz Kedushin daf Ayin. We begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah that opened up this parak. The name of the parak is called Asar Yuchsim, which the Mishnah told us that there were 10 different categories of lineage that went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael at the times of the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, which Ezra took up these 10 different categories. So our Gemara is in the middle of discussing how do we know that, what are the sources from the Pesukim that these 10 categories had gone up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah said that there were Geiri v'Charuri. Two of the categories were converts, and Charuri are emancipated non-Jewish slaves, which when they get freed, they're also technically the same halachic category as converts. So the Gemara says, Manolan, how do we know that they were also from the categories that had gone up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael after the first Gullus from Bavel? So Amrav Chizdi says, Amakra, because the Pasuk says in Ezra, V'chol ha-nivdol mitumas goyehi oretz aleim. And that all of those which were separated from the impurities of the nations of the land that were with them, which what we see from those words is that all fully observant Jews, meaning not just Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, but even Geri v'Charuri, who are also Nivdal Mitumas Goy Ha'aretz, they were also there from the people that had gone up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Then the Mishnah said that Mamzeri, that the category of illegitimate children, they had also gone up. So the Gemara said, Nolan, how do we know that Mamzerim were from those people that had gone up? So the Chassid, like it says the Pasuk in Nehemiah. The Pasuk says, V'yishma Sanvalat HaChayroini, that Sanvalat, the Chayroini, had heard, and V'tovio Ha'ever Amoini, and Tovio, the Amoini slave. So that's going to be important, that's why the Gemara is quoting this Pasuk, that to recall that Tovio was a slave. Now, Uksiv, it says a pasuk later on over there, it says, Ki rabim b'Yehuda, because there were many in Judea, Bali Shvu'aloi, that were people that had taken oath to Tuvia, Ki chasen hu l'shachnya ben Arach, because he was the son-in-law of Shachnya ben Arach, who was a Jew, a Yisrael. V'Yehoichanon b'noi, and Tuvia's son Yehoichanon, was Lokach as Bas Meshulam ben Berechia. He also took the daughter of a Yisrael, named Meshulam ben Berechia. So says the Gemara, Ksaba, the Tana of the Mishnah held, Oivit Kechavim ve'ever haba bas Yisrael, which there's a discussion regarding when a non-Jew or a slave has relations, gets married to a Jewish woman, what's with the child? The Tana of the Mishnah held that Havlan Mamzer, the child then has the halachic status as a Mamzer. So therefore, since we know that from those people that had gone from, that were there at the times of the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, which were from those people that Ezra had brought up from Bavel, was these people, one of them being Tuvia, who married a Jewish woman, and his son, who was also a slave, had married a Jewish woman. So we see that since those unions create mamzeim, so obviously there were mamzeim that had gone up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Hanich lemandam avlad mamzer. That's only good, as you said, according to the opinion that holds that the child's a mamzer. El mandam avlad kasher, according to the opinion that holds that when a non-Jew or a slave has relations with a Jewish woman, then the child's actually kasher. Then Mayik lemem, what are you going to say? Where do you find mamzer? Now, Vesu, moreover, the Gemara says, even if you say that the halacha would be that they're mamzerim, mimai dehavale bani. Who said that Tuvia and his son, who married Jewish women from this Bas Shachanya and Bas Meshulam, who said that they had children? Dimula havale bani. Maybe they didn't have sons. So where do you see that they were mamzerim? Yes, maybe an Evid married a Jewish woman, but maybe they didn't have children. Vesu, moreover, even if they had children, mimai dehocha havalehu v'sliku. Who said that they had married them and they had the children over here in Bavel, and then they went up with their wives and children up to Eretz Yisrael, Dil Mahasim Hava. Maybe they actually were never in Bavel. Maybe they were the ones that stayed in Eretz Yisrael in the days of Gedaliah ben Achikam, who the Shechaniah and Meshulam, and that's where Tovia and his son married those daughters. They never went to Bavel and they came back up. They always remained over there. So therefore, who said they were from those that went up to Eretz Yisrael, Dilma Hasam Hava, maybe they were always over there. So therefore the Gemara says, you're right, that can't be the source, how we know that the Mamzerim that went up. Elam HaHacha, rather from a different pasuk in the Chemi that says, Ve'ela Ha'ilam, and these are those that went up, Mitel Melach, which are the names of places, Tel HaRasha, Chruv, Adoin, Ve'imeir. Now, V'lo Yochul L'Hagin, this Beis HaVoysam V'Zam, but they couldn't say their father's household and their source, Im Yisrael, if they were from the Jewish people. So those are the names of places, but the Gemara Darshan expounds the names of the places to allude to what type of people were those that were going up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, which includes Mamzerim, people that are from illegitimate and doubtful lineage. Tel Melach, which literally means to say the mound of salt, is Eilu b'nei Adam shedoyimim ma'aseim l'mayaseh Sodom. It's referring to people who their actions are comparable to the people of Sodom of biblical, where they were people that engaged in gilei arayis, in immorality, like the pasuk says in Bereishis, roim v'chatam, which roim means with their body and chatam means with their money, as the Gemara in the Chelik says, Sanhedrin of Koftesim Abayis, that in Sodom, someone that would harm his friend's wife that was pregnant and make her miscarry, so the husband would say to that guy, you hold on to my wife until you impregnate her and make sure that I get my child back, which you had made her miscarry, which obviously means to say that these are people that are create mamzerim, because they're married women. So again, these are the types of people that had gone up to Eretz Yisrael, thus alluding to the mamzerim that went up. Tel Harasha, so too, when it says Tel Harasha, which from the term of machrish, which means to be silent, Zeshakara Abba, this is a son that says Tati, V'imay Meshaskasa, and his mother, which we said the terminology in the Mishnah of Shtuki, his mother silences him because we don't know who your father really is. Again, alluding to these mamzerim. V'loyochul l'hagid beis avoysim, and they couldn't, then there was another category of people. They couldn't say their father's household, meaning who is their father, v'zarom, and neither could they say from Loshon of Zera of source who their mother was. Im Yisraelim, if they're even from the Jewish people, because Zehu Asufi, that's a reference to what we call the Asufi, Shenesev min Ashuk, who he's gathered in from the marketplace. In other words, they just find a baby in the street, because whereas in contrast to the previous one of a Shtuki, so at least he knows who his mother is, so he knows they're a Jewish person. Because Judaism, the Jewish a person is considered Jewish based on his mother. But here he doesn't even know if he's even Mi Yisrael, because he doesn't know not only who his father is, but even his mother is. Then it says the places of Chruv Adoin V'Imer. So Amr Bavawi explains that you invert the pasuk and you expound that the word Adon like Adon and Imr like Amar. So he says that the way you should read these three places is referring to Amar Adon, the master, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Amarti, I said, Yi Yisrael Lefanech Hashum Kekruv, that the Jewish people should be distinguished in front of me like Kruv, meaning holy like the holy Kruvim, which are, as the Nemar Nevuah of Yechezkel says, Kechayis HaKadosh, which are the Pnei HaKruv, these are certain holy angels. Hashem said, that's what I wanted the Jewish people before, want to be in front of me, so that you have the word Kruv, Adon, and Imer over there. But Vehem, Samo, Atzmam, Kinomer, but they make themselves like a leopard, which is a type of an animal which is not particular about engaging with its friend's mate. So again, that's referring to the immorality that was regarding the relationships in the Jewish people. Again, we see this concept of these Mamzerim are from the people that went up to Eretz Yisrael. Now, Ikedami, there's also say a different version in this last drasha. That Amar Bavo, Rabavo said, Amar Adin, the master says, Hashem, Af Apisha, Samu Asam Kedamar, even though they make themselves like a leopard, Hechashuvim Lefanei Kekruv, they still chashuv, they still distinguish in front of me, like these holy angels, the Kruvim. Now, once we mention this pasuk, so the Gemara brings a related discussion. The Amar Rabba Babachana says, Kol anaisi isha she'ino genis lai, whoever marries a woman that's not appropriate for him, that's possible to him, malalav akasav kilu charasha lekala ilm kulay, the pasuk compares it as if he plowed the entire world, uzuro imelech, and that he's planted it with salt, which, in other words, you can't grow anything. Shemarik says, the pasuk in Nehemiah, as we just quoted, ve'elo ha'elo mitil melech tel charasha, and these are the ones who went up from the mound of salt, and the mound of, and here it's being expounded, of charasha, not as silence, but as chayrish, as plowing. So because they can't say over their yichus, their lineage, that's just called tel melach, and tel charasha, they're plowing, and then planting it with salt. Again, where there's no continuity, because of they can't say who their father is, because of the inappropriateness of the relationship between their parents. Now the Gemara goes and continues on this discussion about suitable spouses and marriage partners. So Amar Rabba bar Rav Ada Amar Rav, it says, Kol anaisa isha l'shum mamon, whoever marries a woman for her money, having lebanim she'ein muganim, has inappropriate children, children that are not upstanding. Shneur, like says the pasuk in Hosea, says b'Hashem bagadu, and Hashem they rebelled, ki banim zar miladu, because children, foreign children, they gave birth to. In other words, from a woman that's puzzled to him, because he's marrying her just for the money. Because that's what the pasuk concludes, as the Gemara will shortly explain, yoichlim chaydish es chalkeim, that they consume their portions in 1 month. In other words, you see that the pasuk is referring to the money that he married for that reason, actually, for that, what he even wanted, ends up getting liquidated pretty fast. And then he's stuck with these banim zarim, these children that are not even mehuganim because he married this woman for the inappropriate reasons. As the Gemara continues, v'shem etem mam et palat. Now, if you might say, okay, he'll have bad children, but at least the money will be saved, and that's what he wanted, he married her for the money. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches over there, no. Ato yechlim chaydish eschalkeim, now they're going to eat their portions in 1 month. Now, v'shem etem, if you're going to say that chalkai, it's only reference to his portion, meaning what he gets out of the marriage, which is what's called nichsi tzern bazel. There's two types of assets that a woman brings into the marriage. Nichsi tzern bazel are those that the husband, it's like totally his, he gets to use it and he takes responsibility for it. So maybe you're going to say that it's only that money that gets lost right away. V'loi chelka, but not her portion, which is called the nichsi melug, which that's really hers, he just gets to use the utility, but it's her assets throughout the marriage. Maybe you say that that wouldn't get lost because she didn't do anything wrong. Actually, she took a step up. She was marrying someone that's more meyuchas. He went down and married someone that's possible for him. But for her, it was taking a step up. So maybe you would think that then her money wouldn't be lost. That's what the Pasuk teaches. No, their portions in the plural, not only his from the Nichsi Tzern Bazel, but even hers of Nichsi Melug is also going to be liquidated through that marriage. Now, B'Shem HaTemel is Mam Ruben. Now, maybe you're going to say, okay, but it's going to take a long time for the money to be liquidated. That's what the Pasuk teaches in a month. As the Gemara explains, my mashma, what does this mean? It means chaydish nichnas v'chaydish yotzei, meaning a month comes and a month goes, and the money's lost. That's what happens if a person marries for the wrong reasons. So to v'amar rabba baravada v'amrila, and some say it was amar rav sala, amar rav amnuna, kala noise isha she'en hoikenes leib, whoever marries a woman that's not appropriate for me, that's possible to him. So Eliyahu kaivsa, so Eliyahu goes and ties the person, because what's normally done, as the Gemara in Masechtas Makkos, the Chof Beis Mabez explains, that the courts tie the person's two hands on the beam, where they first tie him down, and then they give him lashes. So Eliyahu ties the person down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu whips him with lashes. Now, B'tana, we learned Al Kulam, regarding all of them in the Kahanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, Eliyahu Kaisiv, Eliyahu writes what we're about to quote. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs, for example, like a person that marries a woman that's not appropriate for him, the following statement. Oy loy lepeis lezari, woe to the person that invalidates his children, or lepeigim es mishpachtoi, and creates a deficiency, a disgrace to his family, v'lenese isha she'en negenis loy, and marries a woman that's not appropriate for him. And as we said, Eliyahu kaivsev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes, like Eliyahu ties him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu whips him. Now, v'chol ha'peisel, and any person that constantly finds blemishes and problems with different people and different families, he's always finding things wrong with people. So, apostle, he's actually himself apostle. And moreover, he never says, the way when a person that's really apostle, someone that has something really wrong with him, he doesn't find anything good to say about anyone ever. He's always finding something wrong to say. Now, more of Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, "Bemumay paisel." Actually, what he finds wrong with what he's projecting onto other people, those psulim, is actually with his own psul himself. So, if you find somebody saying something wrong about somebody else, it's actually what's inside of him that he's seeing in them, and that's what he's projecting to them. Now, related to this halacha, the Gemara brings the following incident, which continues on to Amud Beis. Hahu gavra de Narda. There was a certain man from Narda. He's from Narda, but he was in Pobedisa and he went into a butcher shop. So Amalahu, he said to them, Hovelu Bisr, give me meat. Amalahu, they said to him, Natar, wait, at the Shokol Shamid Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel, until the attendant of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel, who he's waiting in line before you, until he takes his meat order. V'nesav lach, and then we'll give you. So Amalahu, this guy said, Man Yehuda Bar Shviskel. Who's this Yehuda Bar Shviskel, in a derogatory way, to say he's a glutton, he eats shviski, which is a term of roasted meat, as the Gemara Pesachim uses the same terminology. Who's this Yehuda Bar Shviskel, which wasn't really his name, it's Yecheskel, he's saying Shviskel, the Kodimli, the Shokamin Kamoy, who's in front of me, who's going to take before me. So also they went, Amulele Rabbi Yehuda, so they said to Rabbi Yehuda what this guy had said about Rabbi Yehuda, derogatorily, because of his agent that was in front of him online. So Shamte. So Yehuda went and excommunicated him, as the Gemara Masechtas Ma'id Katan after Zayin Manav says that for the honor of the Rav, someone disgraces him, so they put him into Nidui, they excommunicate him. Now, moreover, Amru, they said to Rabbi Yehuda that Ragel, this guy is accustomed to kari inchi avdi. He always calls people slaves. You're a slave, you're a slave. So, achris aleda avdihu. So, Rabbi Yehuda then announced that he's a slave. So, azlahu, this guy went. Asmanei ledin lekamedir of Nachman. So, he subpoenaed him. He brought him to a court case of Hadir of Nachman, who was from where his hometown was in Narda. So, I see piska dasmana. So then the paper came of the subpoena came from Rav Nachman to Rabbi Huda that this guy is calling you to a court case. So as Rabbi Huda lekamed to Rav Huna. So Rabbi Huda went in front of Rav Huna to inquire by him, should he go to the court case by Rav Nachman or not? So Amalei said, Ezel or Leezel, should I go or should I not go? So Amalei, Rav Huna said to him, look, Mezel le me boilach le mezel. Really, for you to go, you don't have to go in front of Rav Nachman. Because Mishum de Gavar Rabat, you're a great person. You're greater than Rav Nachman in stature. You're the head of Pumbedisa. Rav Nachman's the head in Arda. Now, Rav Nachman, additionally, he was the judge of the Rosh Galusa, and he was also the son-in-law of the Nasi, who's the leader of the Jewish people, as Gemara tells us in other places. So he says, look, really, because of stature, you're a greater Talmud Chacham. You don't have to go. El Mishum Yikru de Benisiya Kumzel, but because of the honor of the household of the Nasi, because he's the son-in-law, for that reason, you should go. So Asa he went. Ashkechid the Kavod Maka. When he came over there, he encountered, he saw Rav Nachman that was making a maka, some type of a fence on a high place, like a roof where people could fall off. So the Torah says you should make a maka. So Rav Nachman himself was making this enclosure. So Amalei, so Rabbi Huda said to him, Loisav Amar Lahad the Amr Avhuna Bar Idi Amr Shmuel. Don't you hold to the halacha which is known that Kivinchin this man the Odom Par in the Salatzi? But once a person is appointed to be a leader over the Jewish people. It's forbidden to do work in front of three people because it's degrading and it's something low for the generation that they have to be to have someone that's a leader over them who's doing his own work. He should have people doing work for him. So how are you going in front of everybody on your roof and making this maka? It's inappropriate if you're the leader of the people of Narda. So Amalei Rav Nachman said to him, Porta de Gundarisa, it's just a small maka, which Gundarisa is the terminology of Maika in some other language. Hudukavidna, that's what I'm making. It's just a small little thing. I didn't think it was such a big deal. Now, so Amalei Rav Yehuda responded, and as all the following ones in the terminology that Rav Nachman used, says, Mi sanya Maika dechsib by Raisa. What are you using this word Gundarisa? Is it so bad the word the Torah uses of Maika? Oy Mechitz dam Rabban, or the rabbinic terminology of Mechitza, of making some type of a barrier that you have to talk in some different type of a language? Now, Rabbi Huda's intention was to catch him on his words, to provoke him, because he wanted to show him, you shouldn't have lorded yourself over me to subpoena me to a court case in front of you, when you can't even talk as refined in halachic terminology as I could. So, Amalei, Rabbi Nachman continued the conversation. He said, Yosef Mar Akarfita, let the master, Rabbi Huda, sit on the bench. So, Amalei, so again he responded, Umi Sani Safsal Dam Rabbanan, what's so wrong with the rabbinic terminology of Safsal, which means a bench? Itztava Damri Inchi, or a bench in regular social parlance, which is Itztava, you have to use this word Akafita. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman continued, just keeping the conversation. Says, Lechel Mar Esranga, let the master come and eat Esranga. So Amalei, so Rabbi Huda said to him, Hacha Yamar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel says. Kalaim Esranga, whoever says, when he was referring to an Esrig, when he says Esranga, Tilsa Bramois Rucha. It's because a third of him is haughty that he changes the terminology, he makes it Esranga, and he can't just say Esrig. So he said, Oy Esrig Kedekuri Rabbanan. Either you should have said Esrig, like the rabbis call it, Oy Esroiga Darmianchi, or Esroiga, like people call it. But saying Esranga is some type of a haughtiness. So Amalei Rav Nachman said to him, Lishtimar Anvaga. Let the master come and drink Anvaga, which is a cup that holds a revius. And they used to drink one cup of this where in the morning time they would drink something that was healthy, which is called asparagus, and the Gemara Masechtas Brachos talks about it. So Amalei, Rabbi Huda said, Mi soni asparagus de karura abanan? Is there something wrong? Do you hate the terminology that the rabbis use of asparagus? Oy ampek dami inchi, or the social common wording, which is ampek, that you have to use this word anvaga? So Amalei, Rav Nachman said to him, Tesi doinig, let my daughter doinig come and tashkein and give us to drink. So Amalei, so again Rabbi Huda told him something. He says, Hachir Meshmul, this is what Shmuel says. Emesh tamshin be'isha. We don't use a woman to go ahead and serve us because we don't want her to become accustomed to come amongst men. So we can't use your daughter. So, but Rav Nachman said to him, he said, Kitane, but she's a minor. So Rabbi Yehuda responded, this is Beferish HaMashmul. Shmuel was explicit about this. And he said, we don't use the services of a woman, whether she's an adult or a minor. So Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yehuda, Nishadu Leimar Shlomo Leyalta. Let the master of Yehuda give greetings to my wife Yalta. So Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Hachi HaMashmul, this is what Shmuel said. Koil Beisha Erva. The voice of a woman is an erva, is something that's inappropriate in regards to interpersonal relationships. Because as the pasuk says, Hashmi'ini es koylech, it's talking about Shir Hashim, let me hear your voice, which is if I'm going to ask her how she's doing, she's going to respond, and then I'm going to hear her melodious voice, and that's considered Gila Reis. So Rav Nachman said to him, he says, what do you mean, Efshir, it's possible for you to inquire how she's doing, to say hello, al yidei shliach, through an intermediary, through an agent. You won't have to hear a voice. So Malay, so Rabbi Yehuda responded, he says, no, Hacha Mashmul, this is what Shmuel says. As we continue on Talmud Beis, Ein Shalim B'Shalim Isha. We don't inquire regarding the welfare of a woman, because maybe by just asking how she's doing, then by that correspondence, even if I'm not hearing a voice, then they might become friendly through that Shliach, and they're going to come to an inappropriate relationship. So Rav Nachman said to him, but I'll be the shleach. Don't worry, if I'm the husband, I'm obviously watchful over my wife. So Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, this is what Shmuel says. In Shalim B'Shalim Isha Klal, you cannot inquire about the welfare of a woman, even through her husband, because again, that makes them friendly. Oh, and then she hears that her husband's friend is asking how she's doing. That is something that is inappropriate. So under all circumstances, he says, I'm not sending Shalim to your wife. Now, all the while, his wife, Yalta, was hearing what was going on from Rav Nachman's wife. So, Shochalei Devesu, now his wife sent a message to her husband, Rav Nachman, Shorilei Tigre, which literally means to say that, release his dispute. In other words, let him go. And that's the terminology the Gemara always uses when they want someone to take care of their judgment right away. She said, look, take care of what he came for, that he shouldn't make you out to be like the common ignoramus. Here he is, everything you're saying, he's finding something wrong with what you're doing. Let him go quickly before he really makes you look silly. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Yehuda, Maishi ati de marhacha. Where was the master heading to that he just wandered over here? Why are you here? So Amalei, so Rav Yehuda said to Rav Nachman, Taske das manusa shadamar basroi. Because you, the master of Nachman, you sent me a subpoena. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said to Rav Yehuda, Hashta shusa de marlo gimir. And he says, what do you mean? If even the terminology, the vernacular, the wording of the master, I don't understand, I can't even talk as refined as the master, Taske das manusa mishadron de lamar, so I'm going to be sending a subpoena to the master? How's that possible? So apik diske das manusa. So Rav Yehuda went and took the subpoena out that Rav Nachman had sent him, mibei chadei, from his bosom, by his chest. And he showed him, he says, look, here's a subpoena from you, for me to come to a court case to you. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Hogav of Hodaska, here's the man, and here's the subpoena. Here, this is what you wanted. So Amalei, so Rabbi Nachman responded, he says, okay. Hail v'asamar l'hocha, since the master, okay, came. So l'shtoy mile, say over the merits of your side of the court case regarding the dispute that you have with this man, so that people shouldn't say, oh, the rabbis, they just flatter each other, they just do things and they don't really care to really bring justice, although I wouldn't call you to a court case, but now that you're here, let's already just go through the details of the case. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said to him, my time is shamte mar lahu gava. Why do you excommunicate this person? So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Sir Shlichad Rabbanan," because he pained an agent of the rabbis because he degraded my shliach when he had come to the butcher and was making fun of me. So he said, "V'nagdei mar." So Rabbi Nachman said to him, "Why didn't you give him lashes?" The Rav mounted alman de b'tzar Shlichad Rabbanan because Rav would give lashes for someone that would pain a shliach of the rabbis, as the Gemara said in the Yud Beis of a Beis. Why did you go and excommunicate him? So that Rabbi Yehuda said, the other mine abdile, I did more than that, I did even better, I did more stringent, I penalized him even more, not just lashes, but even excommunicated him. So Rabbi Nachman said, my time achris mara le da avdahu, but why do you make an announcement that he's a slave? So Amalei, and this is related why we brought in this incident, he said to him, the rogul dukari in she'avdi, because he calls everybody else slaves. And v'tani, and we learned, kala paisal pasal, whoever invalidates others, himself is invalidated. And ve'ina medabe b'shevchel olam, and he doesn't talk praiseworthy about someone for any time. Now, v'amr Shmuel, Shmuel said, b'mum my paisel. And he invalidates others with what's invalidated about him. And therefore, if he's calling other people slaves, that means he's a slave. Now, but on that Rav Nachman said to Rav Yehuda, Eimer de Amr Shmuel, maybe when did Shmuel say this halach is lamechash la, is to be suspicious about and suspect that maybe what the person is passeling, he himself is passel. L'chruzei alem me'amr, did Shmuel say that you could make an announcement that definitely that's the facts? Now, adahachi v'hachi, the Gemara tells us that in the meantime, after Rav Nachman had asked this question, before Rav Yehuda responded, so some have the girsa asa hu bar dinim in Ardoi, it was at that time that the litigant, that other party who had subpoenaed him to court, had come at that point. But either way, amalei hu bar dinim l'Rav Yehuda, it was at that point that that other litigant said to Rav Yehuda, l'didi kursli avda, you're calling me a slave? Da'asina mi beis chashaminoi, malka, what do you mean, I come from the royal family of the chashaminoi, which are kahanim from Malchus, how can you call me a slave? So Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda said to him, you just put your foot in your mouth. You actually just proved my point. Hachay Amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel says. Called the Amam Midabes Chashmanoi Kasina, whoever says I'm from the household of the Chashmanoi, Abduhu, he is a slave. Because what happened was, is that Hordas, who was actually a slave of the Chashmanoi, killed out all the Chashmanoi, and he then ruled over the Jewish people. Now he would call his children from the household of the Beis Chashmanoi, because he took them over by killing them all out. Now, the assumption is that those children that he had didn't marry Jewish women, because the Jewish women were careful not to intermarry with slaves. So therefore, anyone that really is coming from the household of Chashmanoam, you can assume that they are slaves. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Yehuda, okay, you're saying a halacha, which now he's falling into, because he's saying he's from the Beis Chashmanoam, but le'sabal amar, doesn't the master hold lehodom, Rav Abba, Rav Huna, Rav, that the halacha is as follows. Called Talmud Chacham Shemayra Halacha Uba. Any Talmudic scholar who's teaching Halacha and he's coming, it depends when he's saying the Halacha to prove his point and to act on it. And that is, Im Kaidim Maisa Amram. If before the incident happened that the Halacha is related to, he says over a teaching to his students in the name of his teachers, then Shemalai, then we listen to him, he's trustworthy to say over that when later this such an incident happens that we'll have this Halachic the application that we could apply that halacha to, because he said it over before any relevancy of it was. But vim lav ein shaymalai, but if not, we don't listen to him. In other words, he's not trustworthy to say over testimony in the name of his teacher, because maybe he's making up this halacha or bias somewhat because there's relevancy of an incident, that's why he's saying it. So although you're saying this halacha in the name of your teacher, that this is, if someone says it's a beis chashmanoi, that he's considered an Eved, but you're only saying it after this guy said that. He first said he's from Beis Chashmanoi. Then you said, oh, Beis Chashmanoi, but the halacha is, we can't trust such a person. If you said it over before he said that, then we'd be able to base it on that. But here you're only saying it after the Maisa happens, that the halacha is, that ain't Shemalai. So Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda said to him, okay, I understand. But there's Rav Masna who also would say like me, he also knows that this is the halacha Shmuel said, so you're right. For me, the Maisa came first, and therefore you don't have to believe me. But Rav Masna, who is not biased, is not related to the Maisa, he also could tell you over this halacha in the name of Shmuel, that if someone says it's in Beis Chashmanoi, he's really an Eved. Now the Gemara tells us, Rav Masna lechazil Narda tlei shoshni. Rav Masna had not stepped foot into Narda for 13 years. Hahu yoyma asa. That day, he came. So Amalei Rav Yehuda said to him, Dachar mar my Amar Shmuel, does the master remember what did Shmuel say? Because he didn't want to lead him on. He says, do you remember ki koi chodu kara agudu, when Shmuel had one foot by the edge of the river, v'chodu kara amvara, and one foot he had either on the bridge or it means on the boat that he was going to cross over the river. Do you remember what he said then? So Amalei, sort of Masna said, Hachay Amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said. Called the Amma Midabes Chashmanoi Malko Kastina, whoever says I come from the royal household of the Chashmanoam, after who he's a slave. Because, to lo yishtarim minayu elahi revisa. Then actually there was only left over from the household of the Chashmanoam that Hordas didn't kill one girl. The Sulka le'igra v'ram yukala, that she went up to the roof and she screamed out and v'amr and she said, called the Amma Midabes Chashmanoi anoi, she says that whoever's going to say from now on that I'm from the household of the Chashmanoam, Avdahu is a slave, because she knew she's the last one. And as the Gemara tells us, Nafl Mi'igru Misa, she jumped from the roof and she died. So therefore, she was saying, don't believe anyone that they're from Chashmanoam, because we were all wiped out. So Achraz Allah da Avdahu, so the Gemara tells us, so Now they announced, Rav Nachman, in agreement, that this guy was a slave, because it's clear now that if he says, that he's a slave. So the Gemara tells, Ahu Yoima, on that day, Akron Kama Ksubasa Ben Arda. Many Ksubais, the marriage contracts, were torn up in Arda from the women of that man's family, because it turns out they're all married to Avadim, because this guy was an Evet. And the Mamzerim, and all these different things that happened, because now it's revealed that this strong guy was really an Evet. Now, Kiko Nafi, the Gemara tells when Rabbi Yehuda was leaving, because he was leaving from Nardot to go back home, Nafki Abasrei Lemirgame. So they were all coming out to stone him because he was revealing their psulim, which now they're tainted, no one wants to marry them, they're ostracized, and they were all upset because there's a lot of those type of people. So Amalahu Rabbi Yehuda said to these people who wanted to stone him, he said, Ishtiku shtiku, if you'll be quiet, be quiet. Vilai, and if not, Miglinu Alaychu Hadam Shmuel, I will reveal another halacha of Shmuel. That Shmuel had said, Tarti Zarosa Ikub in Arda. There are two families in Arda. Chadda Mikari Debe Yoina, one's called the household of the Yoina, of the dove. Vachadda Mikari Debe Arvasa, one's called the family of the raven. Now, the Samanech, and the sign to know which family is good and which one's not, is Tame Tame. The one that's Tame is Tame. In other words, there's one of these two birds, which is the Oiriv, which is a non kosher bird. Tahar Tar, and there's one that is a kosher, which is the Yoina. Is Tar, so he's alluding to them, don't start with me, because you think I made problems for you now with this guy's family? I'll exploit and reveal the real psulim that are going on in your hometown of Narda. So Yigmar tells us they realized his threat. Shadyu lahu rigma meidah, so they threw the stones that they had in their hands, they threw it away. Vekam atma ben harmalka, and they threw it into the river. The harmalka, which actually dammed up the whole river. There were so many stones they wanted to stone them with, that it actually stopped the water from flowing. So the Gemara continues on this theme about how there were many different psulim amongst the Jewish people. Machar is Rabbi Yehuda b'Pomedisa. So the same Rabbi Yehuda, he made announcements in Pomedisa, which was where he lived, and he said, Ada v'yoynes and avdi. Everyone should just know that this Ada and yoynes are slaves. Yehuda bar Papa is mamzer, he's a mamzer. Bati bar Tuvia, beramis rucha, this Bati, the son of Tuvia, because of his haughtiness, leshokel gita de cherusa. He didn't take his get shechar. So although he was freed, but he's not totally free because he was like, I'm not taking get shechar, I don't need to be freed. And therefore he still has the status of an evet. Sutu machra is Rava b'mechuzah. Rava made an announcement in Mechuzah. He said, baloi, danoi, taloi, maloi, zagoi, which is the names of either places or families, kulam lipsul. They're all invalid. They're all not pure lineage of the Jewish people. So to Amr Yehuda, Yehuda said, Goivoi, those people who in Bavel are called Goivoi, they're really Gavanoi. They're from the people of the Gavainim, who again are also a level of psul to the Jewish people. And because it's similar, Gavoi, so they would that's how they call themselves, but they're really from the Gavainim. It says Dur Nisa, the people that are called Dur Nisa are Daroi Nisinoi. It's related because the word Duri means a village. It really means Durninisa, it means the village of the Nesinim. And that's why it was called Durninis. So again, Nesinim are also not pure lineage to be able to marry anybody. Amrav Yisrael Yisrael says, Hai Beikubi de Pumbedisa, this village which is near Pumbedisa, which is called Beikubi, Kulam de Avdi, are all slaves. Again, we see these Talmid HaChacham wanted to reveal so that they don't get mixed into the rest of the Jewish people, who are the Psulim in the Jewish people. Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel, he says, Arba Meis Avadim, there were 400 slaves. Ba'amilon, some say it was actually Arbas Alof Mavadim, 4,000 slaves. Hayuloy Lefashche Ben Imer, this Fashche Ben Imer, who was in times of Yirmi HaNavi, he had these slaves. V'kulam Nitmu Bekuna, and they all got intermarried, mixed in to the Kuhuna, they married the daughters of Kahanim. And the reason being is because they considered themselves, they went under the guise that they were Kahanim, because since they were eating Truma, so they looked like Kahanim, the only reason why they're eating Truma is because they were Avdi Kahan. The slaves of Kahanim allowed to eat, so therefore they ended up getting intermarried into the Kuhuna. And therefore he says Rav Yehuda Meshmul, v'chol koin shesh ba'azis panim, so any kind that you meet that has this brazenness, in the Elamahem is from these families where they're not really from the pure Kahanim, from the slaves that married into the Kahanim. Moreover, Om Abaye says, Kulu Yasvin Beshur Dibn Arda. These are all those that sit in the front row in Arda. In other words, these are the premier people in Arda. You should just know they're really from this tainted lineage of their fathers being Avadim. Now, the Gemara does tell us, Upligid Rabbi Lazar, but this argues with Rabbi Lazar. Because the Om Rabbi Lazar, he said, Imri Isa Koin Ba'azaz Metzach. If you see a kohen with brazenness on his forehead, al taharach rav, do not think after him, meaning after his lineage, after his family, because actually Kahanim are people that are quarrelsome. Shnem, like it says the pasuk in Hosea, the amcha kimeri b'kayin, that your people are like the quarrelsome kayin, and therefore he, although Rabbi Hudad said in the name of, that's obviously a psul, he says, no, that's just the way Kahanim are. Now going back to what we had said on Amud Aleph, this theme of Amrab Oven by Rav Adam, Rav, it says, Kol anoisa isha she'eino hagenislei. Whoever marries a woman that's not appropriate for him. So Kish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shechinasi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests his divine presence, made Akol HaShvatim, he'll testify regarding the purity of all the tribes, they ain't made a love, but he will not testify regarding this person. Shlomo, like it says, the passing in Tehillim, it says, Shiftei Ka, Edus LiYisrael. The tribes of Hashem, testimony to the Jewish people. Now, what it means to say is, Imas I have Edus LiYisrael. When is it a testimony for the Jewish people, meaning those that are Yisrael, that he'll testify on them that they're from him, from his people, it is Bizman Sha Shvatim Shiftei Ka, when the tribes are Shiftei Ka, meaning when they're upstanding, when they marry appropriately, but when they marry inappropriately, Hashem does not say Edus on that type of a person. Similarly, Omer B'chama B'reb Chanin, he says, K'desh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashash Chanasai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests his divine presence, Im Mashash Ila Mishpachis Miuchasas Shabisol, only rests it on the families that have appropriate yichus, that have this pure lineage in the Jewish people. Shlema, it says, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says, Be'esa hi no Mashem. At that time, says Hashem, Eya le'lekim l'chol Mishpachis Yisrael, I will be for God for all the families of the Jewish people. Now, l'chol Yisrael, it doesn't say for all of Israel, el l'chol Mishpachis, rather for all the families of Israel, meaning the families that are purely Yisraelim, v'heim yiyu li la'am, and they will be for me a people. But those that don't have mishpachas miyuchasis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mashra hishkin on them. Now, Amar Rabbi Baruch Huna, related to this, Rabbi Baruch Huna says, zu maili yisera yesh bein Yisrael again. This, which is similar to the terminology of the previous pasuk we brought, that Hashem says, I will be a elikim for them, that there's a difference between that what's a higher standard that Hashem does for a Jewish person over gerim, over converts. And that is, the ilu b'Yisrael, whereas regarding a Jewish person from birth, k'sibu, it says, the pasuk in Yechezkel, v'yisi lehem le'likim, I will be for them a God. Meaning, even though they're not for me a people, but I will first be for them a God. Now, since I'm bringing them closer, then v'heima yuli la'am, so then they will be for me a people. Now, v'ilu b'gerim, k'sibu, in regard, whereas by a convert who's naturally born a non-Jew, Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Mihu zeh arves liboy legesha selai no mashab. Hashem says, who is it that his heart desired to mix to that the sweetness to come closer to me, says Hashem. V'yisem li la'am, and they will be for me a people. V'noichi ele eyelechem le'elokim, and I will be for them for a God. So you see that, whereas by converts, from heaven, they don't try to bring the non-Jews closer to Hashem. It's only if they themselves, where the Pasuk says great things about them, they desire to come close, to be good to Hashem, then Hashem says, oh, if they'll be for me for people, then I'll be for them a God. Now, however, Amr Reb Chelbe says, Kashim Gerim Li Yisrael, converts are harsh to the Jewish people, and because they're not careful so much in mitzvahs, and people that hang around them get drawn to them and learn from them, now, so therefore they're as harsh to the Jewish people, kesapachas, like a nega of tzaras. Shonema, like the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'nilva hagir aleihem, that the comrade will join to them, to the Jewish people. V'nispecha al-beis Yaakov, and they'll be secondary to the household of Jacob. Now, k'siv hacha v'nispechu, it says the term v'nispechu, which means that it'll become attached to. But k'siv hasim, it says over there by the parasha of Neged Tzaras, v'la sa'eis v'la sapachas, which are different names of different Neged Tzaras. So you see that the word sapachas can also be used to connote nega of tzaras. So it says that this v'nispachu, the gerim, are hard to the Jewish people, like a nega of tzaras.